Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Rocky Flintstone Unleashed, a Blinkers Saturday, episode 16. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of a Blinkers Saturday. I hope you've all had a wonderful week and you're very relaxed for this Saturday morning's somewhat deranged podcast. As you now know, over the next few minutes we'll delve into various reviews and comments about everything Belinda Blinked, Rocky Flintstone and MDWAP, and in doing so, giving you some of my own views on what's been said, or in some cases, not what's been said. So we'll look at my books, my merch, some emails, podcast reviews, and of course, the latest of your incisive Reddit comments, not forgetting my poop of the week and the blinker of the week. So please feel free to comment whenever I go over the top where you're concerned. Just email me. Okay, let's start off with Twitter, now known as X. Amy Gregson. Wasn't Go Lassie Go mentioned in a chapter of Dad Wrote a Porno, Flintstone Rocky? And Amy picked up on this post. Mrs. N. Weber, one of my absolute favourite trad songs, Wild Mountain Time, or Go Lassie Go, was based on a Scottish poem slash song from the 1700s, but later adapted by an Irish musician in the mid-1900s. So, Amy continues, I've been loving the recall episodes and stopping in the street at about 23:30, screaming, no, Rocky, please don't write cervix again. So guys, I had to reply, Amy, never stop screaming or belinking. Okay, move on to another one. From Cremont's at Horse Propaganda Posts tweeted me saying, better than blue cheese fish mousse, I'd say. And she's quoting from a post by Atlas Obscura, which mentions including ham mousse. Guys, great handles, especially from Cremots. So I answered as I do, not if you're a vegetarian. Not particularly correct, but I do have some vegetarian friends who eat fish. Going on to a third Twitter comment. Sorry, X comment, at Schroeder. Are Flintstone Rocky and Dad Wrote a Porno aware that Dana Gillespie is competing to represent St Marino at Eurovision this year? For you American guys, Eurovision is a competition where all the countries in Europe send in one song and get it voted for. So I had to reply, thank you, at I was not, and I really hope she does well. Wonderful singer. Best of luck to you, Dana. Okay, let's move on to Reddit. At my workplace today, submitted by Doodles and Spoodles, alias Greta Schweinsteiger. So Greta posts a picture of a little advert, really, saying Tombola of Dreams Collection. Please bring all your unwanted gifts to our summer fair on the 18th of June 2024. Now, the date 18th of June is also interesting as it's Wilma and Paul McCartney's birthdays. Never mind my lovely friend in Manchester, Michelle. Happy birthday, guys, when it comes around. Getting back to the comment, Greta says, most of my colleagues didn't know why I was giggling looking at this. The name itself is a very rocky name. So, Barbar Argaki comes in and says, of dreams, but they're unwanted gifts. Very true, Barbar Argaki, well spotted. Silent but Diddy adds, and their aliases Turkey and Chardonnay, do they accept black thongs? Doodles and Spoodles replies, surprisingly, even though they can cut across someone's dreams, no, not smiley face. The Duck System adds, hope you get more than £250. Pass Psychological 310 adds, thimble. OK, well done, guys. Nice little theme there. And, of course, the thimble is referring to the password in Belinda Blade 1. OK, new one. New best of ep out today by RobW1977. And if you remember, Rob was Beligger of the Week last week. So let's see what if he can make it two in a row. Samantha2694 says, I forgot about that whole cement analogy. God damn it, Rocky, you beautiful bastard. Thank you, Samantha. Maybe not so much bastard. Throw that bish away, adds, how many siblings does Jamie actually have? I swear the footnotes with his sister Alexa, she said there's only four of them, but Alice paints a picture of them being like the Von Trapps. Well, the Von Trapps had about seven, didn't they? But I can assure you guys, we have just four children. Is that right, Wilma? Last count? Rob, W1977 adds, yup, they like to exaggerate for comedic effect. Smiley face. Eden K18 adds, at the end of the episode, they said, see you soon, and not see you next month. Maybe they're planning something soon. I hope so. So do I, guys. I hope so, too. OK, another one. Best line in the episode day one. Now, this has been going on Reddit for nearly a month now, and it's been submitted by Lane Daily Planet. Lane Daily Planet is saying, what is the best line in Book 1, Chapter 1? Rocky line or any line from Jamie, James or Alice? Maximum option 6110 says, and then what, her skin? Throw that bish away adds, Belinda asked the obvious question. So, when are you going to fuck me? Imperator Romanium, who goes as alias as the youngish man, says, anything re-Bill from HR. I don't want, like, some pity shag from Bill. I hate Bill. I hope Bill gets killed in some weird sex game. He will observe you stripping in a job interview, and he will also tell you that you should be putting away weekly as a saving scheme. Very wise, Bill. Lane Daily Planet adds, if a comment with multiple quotes wins, then I'll pick my favourite, which in the case is the second one, and she's referring to, I hate Bill, I hope Bill gets killed in some weird sex game. D-Town Forever, whose alias is Hazel's Giant Watch, adds, her private pussy area. What's a public pussy area? Well, I guess it's a place where pussies frequent and have a chat and maybe a raw bit of fish. Kitty Hawk adds, this was before we knew that her pussy area was very public. I'm glad you didn't say the word pubic. Number 9 muses, a whole region. Podcast fan 111 says, well, many regional sales managers. Strict Meeting 550 adds, James and Alice in tandem. Why? Win Kirby adds, with just a hint of a tease. That's one of my favourites, guys. Honestly, I think it's hard to top the opening line, Belinda blinked. It wasn't a dream. The job interviewer had just asked her to remove her jacket and silk blouse.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The real Rocky, Rocky Flintstone, says, "That would be exactly my reply. I use it so often when being asked questions by fans. Win Kirby, you are getting into my brain. Ouch!" Combination Alert adds, "Runnel of liquid down her left lower thigh." Comfortable Ad 873 says, "Fave, Rocky line. The first ever mention of vaginal lids. Brackets. Still hilarious and baffling. Close brackets." Fave, James Alice line is Defo James. And then what? Her skin? Let's have a look at the iTunes reviews. And thanks, guys, for that, and Lane Daily Planet, for that wonderful Reddit theme. And it continues through the weeks. Okay, iTunes reviews. First one is GB. 1 star. Luke Oddie. Fallen off a cliff. "The first season was inventive and engaging, but since then it has subsequently got worse to the point where it is now unlistenable, repetitive, obvious, and downright annoying. Hard to see it as anything other than a money grab." Hi, Luke. Interesting that after 450 million downloads and counting, well on the way to 500 million, I, and obviously loads of others throughout the world, don't agree with you. But hey, what's 500 million between friends? Going to the US, we can have we've got a 5 stars here from MN Miss MN. "The worst in the best possible way. Recommended by a friend and I'm hooked. Best binge I've ever divulged. What a hilarious crew, James, Allison, Jamie R. Thank you for sharing this gift with the world, Rocky Flintstone. You are a gem. Big heart. Sending love for US of A. Hey, MN, Miss MN, you are sure welcome." Looking across now to Australia, we've got a 5 stars from J Rides Bikes. "So hilariously funny, laughing so much and so hard. Hey, Jay, careful you don't fall off that bike. Ouch!" Right, here's a lovely email I've had from someone you met last week. Well, as you all know, last week's blinker of the week was RobW1977, and he kindly emailed me with some details for his personalised happy birthday voice record by myself. But he also said something else which I thought would be of interest to all blinkers. "Hey, Rocky, thank you so much for choosing me as Blinker of the Week last week. I love that you spent most of the podcast reading out the responses to my Reddit post. I'm a huge fan of MDWAP and have listened to every ep dozens of times over. No exaggeration. I saw both live shows in London and I'm also currently listening to Book 6A in your podcast. Smiley face. And I've been enjoying posting on Lane Daily Planet's Best Line of the Day posts. It all helps me get through tough times. Smiley face. So Rob, 1977, thank you, keep the faith, and keep your chin up." I can't forget about my Amazon reviews because they can't forget about me. But here we go. Blinderblink 2. Grace gives 5 out of 5 stars. If you're looking for something sexy, be prepared. I cannot begin to tell you how funny this book is. If you read along with the podcast, you will be in stitches. Never thought I'd add Meet Rocky Flintstone on my bucket list. Thank you, Grace. Wonderful idea, meeting me in a bucket. Woohoo! Blinderblink 3. Jay Throop gives 5 out of 5 stars. Just read it, and rejoice. It's difficult to explain this. If you're looking for some hardcore erotica, please look elsewhere. If you want something so ridiculous it'll make you laugh out loud, you're in for a treat. Thank you, Jay Troop. Lovely one. Right, let's look at Etsy and see what's happening with some of my merch. This week I've had an interesting conversation with Stephanie from New York City, who's planning for her best friend's baby, arriving early July-ish. Here's how it went. Hi, Rocky. Would it be possible to get the Order of Cookware Knights on a baby onesie? My friend and I are huge fans, and he is expecting a baby in the summer. This would be hilarious. So I replied, Hi, Stephanie. Yes, I can do that. I just need specifics. Do you mean the same pattern as on the mug? As a baby onesie, I'll email you with what we have, and you can confirm it is what you need. Thank you both for being blinkers. So Stephanie replies, Oh my gosh, that is amazing. The same pattern on the mug is perfect. I would love to get a couple of onesies or baby t-shirts, but I also want to keep it, like, okay for a baby. Maybe one with the Steel's Pots and Pans logo. If there are any other designs that would be funny and be okay on a onesie, I'm open to suggestions. So I replied, It's possible, Stephanie, to put any of my logos onto a garment or mug. Just pick which ones you'd like. I see you live in New York City, so I'll send some pics of onesies made in the US to save overseas postage and all that sort of stuff. Stephanie replies, Amazing. I won't make any purchases until July, when the baby is here. Old superstition. But I want to save items, so when Baby Belinda is here, Baby Belinda, I can go shopping. Smiley face. I reply, I'll do the cookware order logo on a bodysuit and a tee and put them up in the store so you get a good idea of price, shipping, etc. And a few minutes later I'd done that and I replied to Stephanie, bodysuit and tee now up on the store. Come back when you're ready. Stephanie replied, Oh my God, these are great. I replied, Haha, if you think of any other logos, etc., just let me know. So guys, I hope that's what they call customer service. So as you can see, it's been another interesting few days for me here at Rocky's Pavilion. So let's pick Rocky's Poop of the Week. And it's got to be poor old Luke Oddy for his one-star iTunes GB review. Congratulations, Luke. And now the blinker of the week, who is Lane Daily Planet. And the reason why, for the sterling work Lane has put into the best line in the episode, Reddit theme. Well done, Lane, and please contact me for your birthday recording. Best wishes from myself. Okay, guys, that's all today from myself at Rocky's Pavilion. Feel free to email me, contact me on Twitter, sorry, X, or on Reddit at Rocky Unleashed, or at my Etsy store, Rocky's Pavilion, all one word. So, ciao, until next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.